This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. Top leaders from the United States Congress will remember one of their own today at the Capitol. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
John McCain will make his final visit to the Capitol, where he served Arizona for decades. At a memorial service in Phoenix yesterday, one of his former Senate colleagues paid tribute to McCain's bipartisan ways.
My name's Joe Biden. I'm a Democrat. And I love John McCain.
After a formal ceremony at the Capitol, the public will get to see McCain lying in state. Vice President Mike Pence will speak for the Trump administration, since the president himself will not attend. Sagar Magani, Washington.
South Korea's president will send a special delegation to North Korea next week for talks on a nuclear standoff. VOA's Penny Dixon reports the trip comes after North Korea sent a letter to the United States last week warning that talks on denuclearization are at stake and may fall apart.
The planned trip on Wednesday comes amid growing worry over the slow pace of getting North Korea to end its nuclear program following President Donald Trump's Singapore summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in June. Trump declared that summit a success and suggested the nuclear issue would be solved, but there has since been widespread doubt over Kim's willingness to relinquish his nukes. Many analysts believe that Kim sees them as crucial for staying in power. Penny Dixon, VOA News.
Japan's finance minister and Chinese officials have pledged to support for a multilateral system of global trade regulation ahead of possible new rounds of U.S. tariff hikes in a battle over Beijing's technology policy. The two sides also agreed against protectionist measures. This is VOA News. The Catholic Church in Australia on Friday rejected laws forcing priests to report child abuse when they learn about it in the confessional. Reuters' Ed Giles has more.
On Friday, the country's top Catholic body said it did not accept a recommendation from an official inquiry that priests should be compelled by law to report abuse to police.
The Catholic Church has accepted 98% of the recommendations from the Royal Commission that relate to the Catholic Church. The only recommendation we can't accept relates to removing the seal of confession, or priest-penitent privilege, as it's sometimes called, and that will be no surprise, I imagine, to most of you.
The rejection sets the stage for a showdown between the country's biggest religion and governments. So far, one state and one territory in Australia have already made it a crime for priests to fail reporting abuse heard about in the confessional.
That was Reuters' Ed Giles. Senate Democrats will raise the specter of Nixon presidency at next week's Supreme Court nominee hearings, the AP's Mike Gracia reports.
Former Nixon White House counsel John Dean is on the list of witnesses for the Brett Kavanaugh Supreme Court confirmation hearings, which begin next week. Dean is listed as a Democratic witness. Senator Dianne Feinstein says Dean will speak about the abuse of executive power. Kavanaugh has written that it would be appropriate for Congress to pass a statute allowing lawsuits against the sitting president to be deferred until the president is out of office. He's also said Congress should consider the same with respect to criminal investigations and prosecutions of the president. Mike Gross, Washington.
U.S. President Donald Trump is threatening to intervene in the Justice Department if it doesn't expand its investigations into allegations of political wrongdoing. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
President Trump is continuing to pound at the Justice Department over alleged wrongdoing by his former political rival Hillary Clinton. But the special counsel focus remains on his campaign.
Look at what she's getting away with, but let's see if she gets away with it.
While campaigning in Indiana, the president said the leaders of the Justice Department and the FBI aren't doing their jobs right.
If it doesn't straighten out properly, I want them to do their job. I will get involved, and I'll get in there if I have to.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Legendary singer Aretha Franklin will be put to rest today in Detroit, Michigan. The Queen of Soul's final send-off will encompass many elements, emotions, and grand entrances that were the hallmarks over more than six decades on sacred and secular stages. The street outside the Greater Grace Temple will be lined with pink Cadillacs, an homage to Franklin's 80s tune, Freeway of Love. Franklin lost her life to pancreatic cancer on August 16th at the age of 76. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.